Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Awesome Bookers and God Podcast for November 19th, 2020. Oh, it's Mom's birthday. I totally forgot. Anyway. Yeah. She's 50-something now. She's 56. 57. Whatever. Anyway. Odds went out getting roasted. You know, like, there's, like, cancel culture going on. Like, I usually hate people yelling about cancel culture, even though, like, yeah, it's kind of trying to, you know, knock against someone for things they did in 2012 or some shit. Like, but, like, the reality is, we just want to see him gone. We've grown tired of him, and we just want an excuse to knock him down. We made a joke about, you know, using the colon/s, and he didn't know it. He apologized. That isn't good enough for you. Be better at fucking YouTubes, but you'll never be better because you're an annoying shithead and you don't deserve 1 million subscribers. You know, the people who like you have more patience than Cleveland Browns fans. I hope you get fucked in the ass by Hi, everybody, welcome to the Awesome Bookers and God Podcast for November 19th, 2020. I am hyped tonight. I don't know why. I don't really care for witch hunts and people complaining about cancel culture and yelling at people for something they did 12 years ago, because God knows I did a lot of shit 12 years ago. I liked Bill Haslam 8 years ago. Now I want to see him, I don't know, I want to piss on his grave. I know he's not dead, but I still want to piss on his grave. He's shit. Anyway, I want to piss on Bill Lee's grave too, even though he's still the governor. I am unhinged right now. Shit, I just want to make a song hating Odds One Out and Blitz Markiplier's latest videos. And I guess I'm just sort of cynical and just ready to just destroy, like, popular YouTubers right now. Except for the ones I like. Anyway. Let's cover Tate by the Giant songs. I'm bubbly. I have no idea why. I'm the fucking my dad's not eating because he has something to do with his butt tomorrow. That's all I'm giving. But yeah, I got backyard burgers. That's cool. I like their fries. I had a lot of things today. I had popcorn with Land O'Lakes butter. I had a PB&J. I had 2 pieces of pizza, and I had nachos with, like, cheese sauce and shit. I have no idea. I'm just on a harbinger. I'm just on a rage right now. It's quarantine. This whole, you know, locking down shit, staying home shit. It
kinda is motivating me to become. You know, I have two moods right now. Either hell bent on destroying everything and making it into our own image, or suicidal and ready to hang myself. It's, I guess because I'm bipolar. But actually, yeah, that could be bipolar. Actually, shit. I may not have. Then again, I don't know what. Then again, I may have also a BPD because I kind of don't. Kind of don't have a sense of self. Like, I guess I'm kind of bubbly, I guess, but, like, that's about it. I like Sprite. Can't really tell you much about myself except for the fact that I'm non-binary. My name's Rusty. But yeah. Oh, good lord, good lord, good lord, good lord, good lord, good lord. I just want to make a top 5 list video. I didn't say that in my channel up front. Whatever. I might quit Sports Buddy for a while. Because I don't want to do sports writing all my life. Dippin' chips, Fiesta dippin' chips on the board. I usually prefer Tostitos, but you know, on the board I make good chips too. I have the clapper board. And class got canceled today. Ah, sucks. I was really looking forward to seeing what the last thing was going to be, but no, it got canceled. And we don't have an in-person class on Tuesday. Because we're meeting up on Zoom with Robin Will Hoyt from Channel 10. I have no idea what the fuck we're gonna talk about. And then we're not meeting next Thursday, because next Thursday is Thanksgiving. Holy crap! It's the day on which we eat turkey and try to ignore the fact that Christopher Columbus killed a bunch of Native Americans. But I will not let you forget! Because I'm hellbound on destroying everybody. On destroying everything. Should we get rid of Thanksgiving? Fuck yes! Get rid of that stupid parade, too! I know they're gonna put that stupid parade. Fucking waste of helium. That few people are gonna attend this year. Whether we're gonna attend this year with or without COVID, but you know. Like, imagine dying of COVID because you want to see some stupid SpongeBob balloon. Oh, yeah! On SpongeBob! Bang, dang, dang. Can you tell I love Bobcat Goldthwait? Venbenot. I like Venbenot. There's also Weird Al. I like Weird Al a little bit. Red Green. Chris Rock. Eddie Murphy. I love Eddie Murphy. Fuck. Oh, and George Carlin. I fucking love George Carlin. Yeah! Bill Murray. I like Bill Murray. I like Penn and Teller, too. I can do an impression of Pendulette! No, that sounded more like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. Never mind! Ow. I'm screaming. My parents are just going like, what the fuck is he on about? Oh, lordy. I am not usually this loud. I don't really like being this loud because I don't want to be another fucking Markiplier. Just all screaming and shit. Doesn't want to say my beautiful voice. Not really. But yeah. I'm usually, you know, a bit more low-key. I prefer to be a bit more low-key. Oh, man. And Sam Kinison. He's a god. Not really, but, you know. Good lord. Look at myself. I feel great. I shaved! I always feel great when I shave because I don't have this stupid mustache that makes me feel dysphoric. God, if only I had breasts. I really, 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 really want breasts. I want to be thin. I want to have breasts. Oh, yeah, I got my, I got my friggin' check. I got my, blood pressure checked. I am 125, 130 over 85. That's just, like, with a pulse of 104. So I gotta work on the pulse, but, like, man, my blood pressure's really good. I only had 2 cups of caffeine this year. Today. I usually have less. Now, I'm on Sprite. Man, does it give me Sprite. It's gonna be God, the Sprite everywhere. I'm probably gonna find some right winger's probably gonna find some weird thing about me back in 2015. It's like, this guy did this. I'm just like, yeah, so I'm just like, yeah, well, it doesn't work on me because I'm not as stupid as odd ones out. And then, like, continue to do my thing and piss off right wingers. And tell Shoe-On Head to go fuck up. By the way, fuck Shoe-On Head. Like, people are... It's like that Pro-ZD sketch where that one guy with the freaking helmet and the mustache. Like, everybody except for the guy. Like, he killed an entire family. And, like, the rest of the characters are just letting him go on adventures with him. And the guy, the only survivor of the family, is just, like, crying and shit. Like, that's the Shoe-On Head situation right now. I don't know why people like the show Zone and I think Jenna Nicholson, I don't know, are letting her sweep by, even though, like, she's freaking, I know she's a TERF, and like, she's also associated with Nazis. Like, I think they're letting her go a teensy-weensy bit. Oh, but people can change! Yeah, but, yeah, but, you know, in order to truly change, you actually gotta, you know, show it. You know, the Bennington rule. Jordan Bennington rule. And odds went out. Yeah, he's not a racist, but he's fucking annoying. So that's why we're getting rid of him. You know. It's not funny. I don't like him. And he associates himself with people who owe me money! I completed that ARG first, Dadler! You owe me money! You never promised it, but you owe me something because I spent all night for fucking nothing. You blocked me on Twitter, even though I stalked you. I'm gonna send you a letter through your P.O. box and tell you, hey, where the fuck's my money? You know, there's a you know the old racing scene up in South Carolina, down in South Carolina? Yeah, there's an old story being passed down generation to generation of old racers about the Blackwell brothers who run Greenville's Pickens Speedway. Good track. And there's one big story. That's I love. So they had this so back in the day, the Blackwell brothers, had this privacy fence to keep freeloaders from watching the stadium, from watching the stands. And when it came time to pick to the contractor did the job well. And when it came time to pick the money, the Blackwell brothers, who were the biggest hucksters in the local weekly racing scene in South Carolina, they would always go like, "Oh, we left it in the mail. You didn't get it. Oh, our office is closed. Try again later. You know, oh, it isn't a good time right now, etc., etc." And finally, the contractor got enough, and he knew where the Blackwell brothers counted their money after the races, so he busted in there with 2 pistols and say, "I got a shotgun for each Blackwell brother, and you guys are gonna pay me what I'm owed, and you're gonna find out where these guns are loaded." As I left it to the money, he took what he got, not a penny more, charged no interest, and the Blackwell brothers thought about calling the cops, but they figured, well, if he knew where we counted the money, maybe he could find us at our house before the cops could find him. And decided to let bygones be bygones. That's the story. That's one of the best stories of the Legally Racing Circuit. And there's tons more out there. Just go to your local racing scene. You'll bound to find some. Oh, wow. thank you, Slap Shoes, for that one. I like Slap Shoes, even though he's kind of a trans, whatever. Maybe I gotta cancel him out of my list, too. Oh, well. Oh, God, I'm turning to Bill Burr. No, I hate Bill Burr! He's a good person, but, like, well, he's not that good of a person, but, like, Burr's a nice person, but, like, he's just an asshole, and I don't want to be an asshole! Except that odds went out. Works with someone who owes me money! I hate it when I'm owed money! Mom owes me, like, $200, too. Not for any work I did for her, she just, on general principles, she owes me $200. For the trauma. Okay, $400. Whatever. I just want money. I want financial stability. That's too much to fucking ask. God. I really am tonight. I don't know why. I don't know why. Maybe it's just, you know, anger. Tomorrow's gonna be a disappointment. I'm sorry! I can't interview anyone right now. We're still in a pandemic! And this shit, crappy internet connection can't handle over the phone call. And over the phone call on this app. Sorry, deal with it. Ow.
Happy birthday, dear mom. I hope you die. Green nose! I got the song! Chip-a-chip-a-chip-a-chip-a-chip-a-chip-a-chip. I just want to cover songs right now. Anyway, that's admittedly it for tonight, because I have things to do tonight! I have things to do tonight! So, yeah, that's it for tonight. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Share this podcast around with all your people. All your friends, all your family, all your cats. Not really. Still, talk to you tomorrow. Definitely forgot what else I had to say tonight. No, stop!
Call connected through the NSA. Complete transmission through the NSA. Suspending your rights for the duration of the...